Hi, so I'm kind of running out of challenges to do in an effort to make these rambles more interesting, I guess, but I thought about another humping ramble and it just seems a bit repetitive, I think, or like uninspired or something. Plus maybe a little unflattering. I mean, I know I'm a depraved whore, but you guys don't need to know that. Anyway, sorry, I thought maybe I could come up with something sort of similar yet different. I'm going to come in every room in my apartment. So, bedroom, living room, kitchen, and bathroom. Those are all the rooms we've got. There's a little area for laundry, but it's right next to the door, like the front door, and the hallway. So, I don't think that's a very good idea. I make a little bit of noise when I make these. So, yeah, I hope that seems interesting. I should be coming, sorry, how many? Bedroom, living room, kitchen, bathroom. I should be coming 4 times, I think. So, yeah, it'll be fun for me, but hopefully it is for you too. Okay. I'm starting in the bedroom because, well, let me just turn on my vibrator. I'm starting in the bedroom because it's kind of, I don't know, the most familiar. It makes sense, so I'm just naked and laying on my bed with my legs spread. I'm rubbing my clit with my vibrator. And it's fully charged because I have foresight and I planned ahead, so hopefully it won't die on me. I don't know how long this will take, but so, I've only had this vibrator for about a year, I think. I'm kind of a late bloomer in terms of exploring my sexuality, but now I really can't imagine life without it. And I probably know that's not healthy, right? But I can't help it. I'm just kind of obsessed with it. Obsessed with using it to rub my clit. It feels so good. If I could, I would just lay here and goon all day. Oh, yeah, just keep rubbing until I come over and over. I would just try to beat my record every day. Right now it's 10, so that would be kind of hard, but I would just try to rub myself brainless until all I could think about is coming and making my pussy feel good. Fuck. Until I'm brainless. And I don't think that's very different from now, but okay, maybe it is. But I want it so bad. Yeah, to be a brainless whore. Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm gonna turn my vibrator on high. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Feels so good, I can't even describe. Yeah, I wanna edge and just I wanna just enjoy this feeling, but oh fuck, I need to come. I need to come so I can move on to the next room. And rub and come some more in there. Oh fuck, fuck. Come. Yeah. I'm gonna really jam the vibrator against my clit. My poor little clit. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I just wanna come so bad. I need it. I need to come. Oh, yeah, I'm almost there? Oh my. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. I'm gonna come. I just want to lay here and have a nap. Oh, my bed's so comfy. I thought the bed would be a good place to start because, like, it's natural to come in here, I guess. I don't know. It's just the first place that came into my mind. But I probably should have ended here so that I could have a nap. Okay, but no. I'm on a mission. Okay, I'm going to get up and go to the living room now. Okay, let's see. So I kind of want to make every room a little different and not just use my vibrator in each one. But my first thought was to hump my remote again. If you listen to my humping audio, you heard me do that. But it seems a little bit like old news, I think. So, okay, this is probably really like ill-advised to admit. And it's going to make me sound like a kind of unhinged pervert, but I was looking at my dining room chair the other day and I thought, like, oh wow, the leg of that chair would probably feel really nice on my pussy. And, like, if I put my chair down on its side, I can kind of straddle it, get on my knees and just hump it. So I haven't actually tried it, so I'm not sure if it'll work. But okay, I'm just gonna put my phone on the table for a second and try to get situated. Okay. Oh my gosh, I don't know if this will work. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Fuck, I'm humping it now. Okay. Sorry about that. I had to get my degenerate setup ready, okay. Oh, fuck. It's like kind of cold against my pussy, but hopefully I warm it up. But it feels good, like physically and like mentally, I guess. Just knowing I'm a slut who needs to hump. Lately I just see furniture or an object of some sort and I think, oh, I wonder how that would feel against my clit. Oh, fuck, I'm horrible. All I think about is making my clit feel good. Oh, and it's messed up my brain. Like, I'm fucking just on the floor, trying to come while humping a chair. Sorry, there's a car outside if you can hear it. Oh, fuck. I just feel so pathetic. Yeah, so pathetic, but it turns me on so fucking much. But okay. Okay, if I'm being honest, this feels really good, but I don't think I can come quickly from this one. I really, really would like to come like this for you, but I don't think I can quickly enough, so okay, one sec. Okay, fuck, I'm gonna move to the couch. Okay, hopefully that was enough humping for you guys. I brought my vibrator, so I'm just gonna use that. And use that to finish coming in the living room. I can hear people in the hallway, so I don't wanna be too loud.
Oh, fuck. I just love humping things like a desperate whore. Okay, sorry, I'm gonna put it on high, my vibrator. Oh no, shit. I went past high to like the pulsating one, and I hate that. Fuck. Okay, trying again. There. Fuck. What was I saying? That I like to fucking hump things. I just really wish, like lately, I've been really wishing that I could hump someone's leg while I suck their cock. Just suck cock as I hump and show off what a horny slut I am. Making my clit feel good while I service a cock. Oh, fuck. I want it so bad. Fuck. Just to be a depraved little whore for cock and just being able to suck it. I'll do anything to be able to suck a cock. I'll just make an idiot out of myself humping away. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I wish I could have came on the chair. I wish I could have came on the chair. Oh, but this is okay too. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm trying to be quiet, but I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come. I'm so wet already. I'm so wet already. By the time I'm done, I'm gonna be like dripping everywhere. Oh my gosh. Oh, fuck, fuck. I'm gonna come. I want to keep going. Okay, fuck, I'm gonna stop. Okay. Okay. Fuck, I'm worried that was the worst one. I was trying to be kind of quiet, and like I could hear people walking outside in the hallway. I'm whispering now too. But I didn't want them to hear me, you know? I just get so worried. Anyway, two down, in the kitchen now. So technically the kitchen and the living room are the same room, but I'm trying to be fair and make it more interesting. So the last time I recorded in the kitchen, I was humping a dishwasher, but I just humped the chair. So I think I'll do something else. Okay. Talking about sucking cock just then, makes me want to come with something in my mouth. So let's see. Shoot. Oh, okay. Found something. I have this like ladle thing that I think you use for scooping spaghetti or something. At least that's what I use it for. No, that looks good. I'm going to come sucking that, and yeah, hopefully that's interesting. So let me just kind of get situated here on the floor. Did you hear my knee crack? Fuck. All right. Vibrator on clit, and shit, how am I gonna, I'm gonna have to rest you like on my, I'm trying to lean back and rest you on my boob so that I can suck it while I'm using the vibrator. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay, when I... I was mentally planning out this ramble in my head. I thought I would fuck the ladle, or like the handle of a whisk or something, but... but I'm like out here humping dishwashers and spanking myself with spatulas, and I'm just worried that... I'm worried that people will think I've got some sort of weird fetish for kitchen implements. So sucking this probably isn't much better, but basically I'm trying to tell you that I'm not a weirdo, okay? I'm just resourceful. Okay. I'm worried I can't do this with two hands. I need more hands. I need more hands. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. I need to put it down. I can't keep sucking it, but hopefully. That was good. I was just worried that my phone was going to fall off my tits. Oh, fuck. I just need a real cock to suck. I need a real cock to suck. Like, I'd suck it in the kitchen for sure. Like, if I was busy cooking or washing the dishes and I was interrupted, I would just get on my knees right away. Oh, fucking suck that cock. Oh, yeah, all that would matter is making him... Oh, shit. Sorry, I keep hearing noises at the door and it's fucking scaring me. Okay. What was it? Okay, yeah, I wish I could suck a cock in the kitchen. I really wish I could suck a cock in the kitchen. Oh my gosh. I'm just saying the same thing like a broken record, but oh, fuck, thinking of it is turning me on so much. Just having a cock to service and please whenever he wanted it. Oh, fuck. All that would matter is making him feel good and just sucking until he came down my throat. Oh, fuck. Oh, just, I crave cum so badly. I want to swallow cum. I just want to rub my clit and swallow cum and suck cock all day. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm going to cum so hard thinking of a cock shoved down my throat. Oh, fuck. I'm just a desperate slut who fantasizes about cock all day. Thinking about sucking cock makes me want to come so hard. Choking on cock like a whore. Fuck. Being so pathetic just turns me on like crazy. Fuck. When I have this vibrator on high, it just comes so fast. And knowing people will hear me being such a slut. The minute I started talking about fucking swallowing cum, I knew I was gonna come soon. Nothing makes me cum like having something in my mouth or watching cocks get sucked, watching them shoot cum everywhere, and just wishing I could lick it all up. Yeah, I don't want to waste any cum. Fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. As I was doing that, I kind of like my butt kept sliding down on the floor in the most uncomfortable position. Okay. Getting up now. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, I don't really know what to say after that one. I should apologize. I'm really sorry. I wanted to suck it all the way through, but like I said, I don't have enough hands, okay? Okay, I'm in the bathroom now. I think this is the last one. So, actually, I'm looking around, and I think maybe I should put my butt plug in. I probably should have done that earlier, actually, but I keep it in here, and I'm thinking that would have been a good idea, so I'm just kind of grabbing it from its hiding place, and yeah, sorry, I really should have done this earlier. I think I was talking about charging my vibrator and talking about how I'm good at planning in advance, but not really, I guess. Okay, I'm just setting my phone down so I can just rinse it off quickly and put some lube on it, and then I'll insert it. Okay. Sorry, it was cleaned before it went back in its box. So, I don't know. The rinsing is just for my own peace of mind, I guess. Sorry, I can't multitask really well, actually. It's one thing to talk while I'm just, like, rubbing my clit, but while I'm actually trying to, like, lube up this butt plug, I'm just gonna, like, put one leg up on the counter, move you over there, and get this butt plug in. Oh, fuck. Okay. There you go. Just feels so good. I love wearing it when I'm doing slutty shit like this. It just kind of like amplifies everything. I did choose the small one because I didn't want you to hear me like whining like a baby while I put it in. But even the small one feels really good. Okay, let's get this show on the road, so to speak. I think I'm just gonna use my vibrator again. And I'm just gonna, yeah, oh wait. Okay, actually, sorry, this is the worst. I just saw my hairbrush. And maybe I'm gonna fuck myself with my hairbrush. Okay, I'll have the butt plug in and fuck myself with my hairbrush. I'll give that like a cursory rinse as well. I don't know. I'm not sure like what effect hairspray residue would have on my vaginal biome, I guess. But I'm sure a rinse with water wouldn't help either way, so just don't judge me too hard. Okay. I'm gonna lean against the... Okay, now I just sat down on the floor and I forgot my vibrator up on the counter. Okay, let me grab that again. Should I edit all of this out? I'm gonna edit all this out so that I don't sound so ill-prepared. Okay, or actually I'll leave it in because... I don't know, you guys say you like authenticity. Maybe this is like a be careful what you wish for thing. All right, on the bathroom floor, leaning against the bathtub. I'm gonna put you on the bathtub. And then, yeah, this is much better than resting it on my tits. Okay, I'm putting you on the bathtub. I'm gonna fuck myself with one hand with my hairbrush and use my vibrator with the other. Okay. It just feels so good. airbrush for a second so I can try to talk again. Because it's a ramble and not just a fap, so. Oh, fuck, but just using the vibrator on my clit with my plug-in feels so good on its own. Yeah, that's another toy I thought I'd never own, but... Actually, the story of why I bought the butt plug is a little silly. I was like starting to take nudes for Reddit, and I was really kind of confident with what my pussy looked like, but I always hated how you could like see my butthole in the picture. So I thought I could like cover it with an emoji, but that's a little conspicuous, so I bought the plugs just for pictures. And I was scared as hell the first time I did it, but now I love it. And if I ever do record a ramble trying to anally fuck my dildo for the first time, I'll maybe go into more detail, but sorry. I really don't want to half-ass it, so I think I'm gonna take the hairbrush back, and I'm gonna come so hard if I start using the hairbrush again. I think I'm gonna do it. I don't know. I feel so fucking slutty, but I don't know. For everyone who thinks that it's like weird and pathetic, there's probably someone else who thinks, oh fuck, she's so horny. She's on the floor of her bathroom fucking a hairbrush. That's so hot. So I don't know. Hopefully those people outnumber the former, but I'm just gonna grab the hairbrush again. I'm putting you back on the bathtub. I grabbed you before, but I'm gonna come while I'm fucking this hairbrush. Having both of my holes filled. My ass and my pussy filled. Like a dirty little slut. I want to be used. Used like a fuck doll. And filled with cum. Yeah, both of my holes in my mouth. Fuck. All my holes filled with cum. Sorry, okay, I picked you up again. I really hope you could hear that. I had you on the bathtub, and I'm not sure if you could hear me during those parts, but hopefully you could. I think, I'm pretty sure my neighbors could. I'm whispering now because I'm a little sheepish, but I know that talking about being overheard by my neighbors is like a semi-recurring theme in these rambles, but... Sorry, I really am scared. Like, I'm really am scared that they will overhear me. But apparently my need for attention from you guys is stronger than my sense of embarrassment, so... I'm wondering...
I don't know, right now, I'm still sitting in the bathroom. But I'm wondering if anyone's going to give me crap about skipping the laundry room. It's more like, it's not a room, it's more like a closet. There's enough room for, like, two people could sit in there cross-legged, if that helps you visualize it, but... Oh, shit, I'm wondering if I should come just one last time in there, and then I've kind of officially completed the challenge. It's my own challenge, anyway, so I know I make up the rules, but... I've been wanting to do a whisper-based audio for a while, and this would kind of require being really quiet, so it's kind of, you know, in the same vein as that. But the room is right beside my front door, and you can hear everything that's going on both sides. So, shit, this is really stupid. No, okay, let's do it. I'm just getting up. Sorry, I had to put my hairbrush down, and it just felt, you know, I was enjoying the sensation of the butt plug as I stood up. Anyway, I don't know why I'm explaining that, because I went silent for a second, I think. Okay, so, I'm so scared. I'm like walking really slowly because I'm still second guessing this. Let's make sure the door's locked. Okay, good. Oh, fuck, okay. I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it, okay. Check to see if it was locked. Sometimes I'm an idiot and I forget my keys in the lock, like on the other side. Fuck, and I can't check it right now because I'm naked. I started my vibrator, by the way. I'm holding you closer to my mouth so I can be quiet, but hopefully it's not too close. Like, you can hear all my breathing and it's annoying, but... Oh, fuck. Actually, I just thought of a good idea, maybe, for scripted audio. Like, maybe I leave my keys in the door and someone sees the keys and, like, hears whimpers or moans or something. And comes inside thinking I'm in, like, trouble, but... Really, I'm just, like, a particularly dumb and needy little whore. It begs to be used. Oh. Shit, I think I'm being too loud, but... If I hear someone walking by, I'll shut up, but... This is actually kind of fun. And I've never come while standing up before, so... I'm kind of scared maybe I'll fall over, but... Feels really weird, but so good. I'm worried I'm gonna drip on the floor because I'm so fucking wet. My pussy's just dripping. So I think this is like, what is this? I'm gonna count in my head. Bedroom, living room, kitchen, bathroom. It's like my fifth orgasm. You should see what I look like. Oh, fuck. I'm, like, so wet, and my clit is so sensitive. And when I got up in the bathroom and I saw myself in the mirror, oh, I looked like a hot mess. My... my face is all red, and my hair is really messed up. If someone came home right now, they would just see me standing here looking like an idiot, rubbing my clit. Oh my god. Oh fuck, I wish you guys could see what I look like. I'm
I just need one more. I need one more orgasm. Fuck, I need it. Yeah, I'm turning on my vibrator. Fuck. Fuck. It's so hard to be quiet. Fuck. I'm like standing and it makes me like clench my cheeks against my butt plug so I can feel it. And it feels so good. Oh, my clit feels so good. And I just wanna come. Oh, I just wanna come. I just wanna come. It's gonna sound so dumb trying to stay quiet. I don't know. Fuck. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Okay, I'm running away from the door now. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna lay on my bed. Okay. I don't even know if you could tell that I came. Sorry, one second. Oh my gosh. That one was the worst. I'm really sorry. That was horrible. The moment I was done coming, I was like, Kate, out of there. And I like almost fell over when I tried to walk. And when I was coming, I was like, fuck, stay standing. Don't fall because I don't know. I seriously almost fell over. Can you just imagine? Sorry, my nose is running. Can you just imagine if I like fell over while I was coming into the wall or the door frame or something and I got a black eye, and then you have to tell people, like, why do you have a black eye? Oh, I was just, you know, participating in some particularly dangerous masturbation methods, you know, as one does. I'm sorry, no, I would think of a better explanation than that. Anything would be better than that. But, sorry, I'm just kind of rambling. Maybe I have a lot of adrenaline from, coming right next to the hallway where I had just heard people walking during my living room segment, which I'm worried. I'm thinking back and I'm like, that living room one was probably really, really bad because in my head I was preoccupied thinking, why are these people walking around when I'm trying to record? I always say film instead of record, which is a mistake. But like, what are they doing? Don't they know, you know, I'm busy in here and they're interrupting my masturbation session? I don't know. People are so rude nowadays. I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm just thinking back. I came in every room. I didn't come in my clothes closet, but I did grab my butt plug from there. So that was like a combo bathroom closet come, I think. Nobody can come for me because of that. Like, no complaining that I didn't come in my clothes closet. Sorry, I'm being really dictatorial regarding what you can comment on and what you can't, so I apologize for that. Yeah, I'm laying in my bed now. I think I'm just gonna relax and take it easy. I feel like this was even more unhinged than the humping one. You hear my voice even like broke there for a second because I don't know. I really did scramble my brain, I think, coming five times, so I'm just gonna lay here. I'm gonna plug my vibrator in, charge it up a bit more in case, you know, I need an afternoon session or sessions. We'll see if I recover. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up now. Hopefully this was somewhat entertaining for all of you. If you lasted till now, I think I said this in a previous one, maybe the humping one, but if you lasted till now, you have my thanks and my admiration. I really don't know why you stuck around, but thank you. I don't know. Why do I get to the end of these and I just start insulting people? I'm really sorry. When I said people were rude nowadays, I guess I'm the rude one. I don't know. But yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you so much. And I hope you all have a nice day.